Well, the Take a Walk on the Wild Side Wild Rice Festival will take place Saturday in Park Rapids, Minnesota. And Michael Dagan is the executive director at the Namath Art Center in Park Rapids, and he's going to tell us more about this unique event that's in its second year. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us what kinds of things are going to be going on at the festival of Saturday.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's gearing up. It's coming up quick. Really excited for this year's Wild Rice Festival in Park Rapids. And so this year we're going to do things a little differently. We're going to have the event outside on 3rd Street. It's just to the east of Highway 71. You can't miss it in downtown Park Rapids. And we're going to have, it'll be more like a street fair feel this year with arts and crafts, booths, and then wild rice vendors that'll be selling the authentic wild rice that's harvested from the lakes and rivers throughout the region. So we're just putting together this free all-day event. It'll run from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And unique to this year's event, we're going to have an open mic stage where attendees will have a chance to get up and sing a song or two, or maybe say a poem, or share a story, or just talk about how wild rice is important to them and what it means. And we're just going to see what happens, kind of opening things up, trying to find out more about all the talent that is found in our region, and just to get to know each other and kind of celebrate the transition into winter.
Yeah. So wild racing it's quite an important ritual in the Native American community. How is the Native influence incorporated into the day?
Yeah, so it was a couple of years ago now that we at the Namath Art Center, we started talking about trying to figure out a fall festival, kind of something to bring the area community together. And wild racing, you know, it's a fall tradition, and we were able to connect with some folks from the White Earth community and talk about the possibility of starting this event. So, we've been able to build some relationships, both with White Earth, and I know this year we'll have some folks coming from the Leech Lake tribe as well, and really just excited about it, building this event, and as years go on, just making it bigger and better.
It sounds like you're really working on building relationships. How do you think this is going to impact the Park Rapids community in itself, these richer relationships with White Earth and other Native communities that are, right next door?
Yeah, I mean, I feel so fortunate and privileged to be able to listen to, like, Niji Radio and learn more about the Ojibwe and Anishinaabe culture. And then just connect with friends and just learn. You know, that's what this event is really. We want to learn from each other. Last year I learned so much about wild racing. I had a chance to go out with a friend a few years ago. But just to learn that, each river and lake has a unique strand of wild race. And just the importance of, protecting the water quality, just to protect our livelihoods, of be able to harvest food on our own, this nutritious food that grows in our lakes and rivers. So, I think it's huge. We live in a rural community, and there are so many creative folks that reside in our region, both on the reservations and adjacent too. So, I mean, just being able to connect with each other and create relationships and friendships just kind of improves the quality of life for everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how is wild rice being featured on next Saturday?
Well, so this is a great opportunity for people to stock up on wild rice for the winter and to get to know some of these folks that are out harvesting. I mean, it's not, for anyone who's done this before, they know it's not an easy task.
I've never done it.
Okay, yeah. Well, there are folks that do it on their own, just with one person, but oftentimes it takes two people, one person pushing the canoe with a pole and another person knocking the rice into the boat. And so it's a lot of work and takes a lot of time. And strangely, there's these bizarre, well, I consider rather bizarre rules and regulations about when you can race and when you can't race. So it's not an easy task. But, you know, it's worth the effort and just the quality of nutrition that you get from the authentic wild rice. It's not anything like the paddy rice. So, you know, we're trying to kind of just grow that awareness of the difference between the two wild rices and just kind of rebuild that market, you know, because when the paddy rice came around back in the 70s, that really affected the prices for what people could make with the authentic wild rice. So we're really trying to help out the regional community and kind of rebuild the market for the authentic wild rice. And I got to tell you, it's happening. People are becoming more aware. I know just talking to a few of the ricers from last year that were involved, they've already sold out on their wild rice. So it's you know, slowly, you know, gaining some momentum, and we're going to just celebrate this wonderful resource that's found in our region.
Well, that's great. It's it is a resource, and it's found right here. We're so lucky.
Absolutely. You know, I was just doing a search the other day and came across a little something on Wikipedia. I'd never heard this before, but there are strands of wild rice found in Texas and Florida, but none of that wild rice is edible because those places are so toxic. So, you know, just from all the pollution in the water. So that really, in my mind, says a lot and reiterates the importance of protecting our clean water in this area so it doesn't happen to us.
Yeah. Have you heard how the ricing crop has been this fall?
You know, I haven't heard directly. You know, just looking at people's posts, it seems like it was a pretty good year. I know the water was really up this year, and which I believe that helps things, but I'm not certain. So, I'm hoping it was a good crop.
Great. Well, I saw there's information about the Wild Rice Festival on the Namath Art Center website, which I believe is namathartcenter.org. Is that?
Yep, and that's spelled N-E-M-E-T-H. So it sounds, it's spelled Nemeth, but it's pronounced Nemeth.
Right. So it looked like there were some opportunities still for some vendors. You have a couple spots open, and I know that you wanted to spread the word for vendors. Can you tell us more about it?
Yes. So we did open this year's event up to arts and crafts vendors. So we have a wide variety of folks coming from furniture makers, some hand drum makers. There'll be some artists there as well selling their works, maybe some snake oil salesmen. We'll see. but definitely, looking for more vendors, and then just would love to have numerous wild rice vendors there. Last year, every wild rice vendor that was at the event sold out of wild rice by the end of the day. So we would really like to have as many as we can bring into the event this year.
Great. I'm getting hungry for wild rice soup right now as we're talking. Well, that is Michael Dagan, the Walk on the Wild Side Wild Rice Festival. The second annual Wild Rice Festival is going to take place this Saturday in Park Rapids. It's going to be outside, a real celebration of our multi-ethnic community here in northern Minnesota and wild rice and art. So.
Yes, it should be a great day. You know, I hope people can come out and enjoy the event in Park Rapids.
Great. Well, we'll see you there, Michael. Have a great day, and thanks for all you're doing in the region.
Thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity. Thanks.
You're welcome. Airy Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.